Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Cohen. How are you, Scott?
I'm great, Robert. It's great. It's nice to be with you.
And Scott is the founder and CEO of Alter. You've already heard him talk about Byte, which was a tremendous company that he and his partner built. Within 2 years, they were a unicorn, sold for over $1 billion. But right now, they're looking at reinventing the entire healthcare system. And I frankly have never heard of anything like Alter until I just heard about it from you guys. And it's a completely different model. Talk about what it is, how specifically Alter works.
We're excited to basically bring what's been inaccessible to the masses and make it accessible through personalization of fitness. And, you know, we're bringing the world's first fitness system powered by your genetics and your biometrics, but it's driven by you. And we've been working on it ever since Byte, which we democratized access to oral care there. Here we're looking to democratize access to the masses for health and wellness, and feel really passionate about that.
Explain exactly what it is, how it works with your DNA, because it's a completely different model.
There's a lot of fitness systems out there. There's a lot of wellness systems out there. But at the end of the day, what does the consumer really need that they're not getting? And that's hyper-personalization of their fitness and wellness journey. And what I mean by that is that the elite athletes, the Steph Currys, the LeBron James, you name your favorite athlete, or the billionaires, the 0.01% of the world, are able to get resources to actually prescribe what is best for their nutrition, their sleep, their stress management, based on their genetics, what is best for them to work out. And those kinds of things. And so what we look to do is, how do we take what those elite athletes and 0.01%ers are getting and democratize that for the masses, so that whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a hardworking millennial that has 30 minutes in a day to find time for themselves, how do you best use that time? And so what we look at is you, specifically as it relates to your genetics, your specific markers, to understand what's better based on your disposition, Robert, of strength versus cardio, your stress management, your inflammation management, the time of day, to name a few things that we get under the hood to look to optimize how you spend your time.
Well, completely unique model that we've never heard of anything like this, but it makes sense. So I want to bring in someone else. Paul Winsper is here as well. And when you have to tell everyone, Paul, he is the chief science and performance officer. But just give a snapshot of your background so people understand why you've teamed up with Scott on this.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Robert. So my background is professional sport. I've worked in the English Premier League for a decade back in the day. Always trying to figure out why we do things. You know, if we lift weights to get stronger, how does it translate to the sport? If we have data, how do we actually help performance? And always wanted to answer those perennial questions. And I think, you know, my background was always pushing the edge and not just saying we need to run to get faster or lift weights to get stronger, but how do we really truly prepare an athlete to optimize not just game day, but when they get spat out of sport, thinking about longevity, thinking about career longevity. But, you know, can you imagine if we could create a system where, you know, players didn't have to have hip replacements, knee replacements. They didn't have these really bad concussions. How do we manage a better pathway for athletes? And that's been my mission for 30 years. And then when I actually met Scott, it was the first time that I truly believed that we had an ability to build this for the masses. The first time, the way that Scott described it for me, this wasn't technology. This wasn't another technology play. This was about building a system or a method on real solid principles and then pulling the tech in to work within a system. And I think that's what really intrigued me by, you know, what Scott and Blake brought to the industry. And when we say it's going to change the industry, it's going to build a whole new industry. This is not about getting in. This is truly innovative, and it's going to change the industry.
And just do a little quick name dropping of what some of your past jobs were that set you up.
Of course, yeah. I don't do this stuff very well, but I worked in the English Premier League. I was the first full-time performance coach in the Premier League. Worked with all the greats. I mean, it doesn't always translate to American sport, but worked with managers like Sir Bobby Robson, Kenny Dalglish, like some amazing coaches, some amazing athletes. You know, went to Nike back in the day and got a chance to work with all of their NFL players and their NBA players. We ran a basketball camp that we had basically like LeBron James, Chris Paul. Like, we were teaching the athletes back then that it was more than running fast, jumping high. How do we recover truly? How do we optimize sleep? How do we really think about nutrition? And then latterly, you know, my days at Under Armour, working with Anthony Joshua, the world heavyweight boxing champion, working with Steph Curry. You know, Steph would come to us in our innovation center just to learn how to recover. You know, there's, you know, gone are the days where you jump in an ice bath and have a protein shake. So we really started to unravel the human behind the athlete and then build these systems to support our athletes in a really robust way.
I'm going to change gear and ask you, because I happen to be a fan of this team called the New York Knicks, and they have six out of seven. They have a great team, but six out of seven people happen to be injured at the same time. Is there anything in any sport, because obviously health can decimate any entire franchise, anything that should be done, they don't have all these injuries? Or is there nothing? Is it pure luck?
It's not my job to comment on individual teams, Robert. I think what I can do is talk about athlete preparation, athlete recovery. The role of the whole team, this is where we have to get this right. And I think this is what we've done a great job at Alder, is we have a team. Like, we stay in our lanes and we all know what we're very good at and we all build this thing. And I think when you look at that across a team, for example, there's no way, like, injuries aren't meant to happen. Athletes, if you look at the way muscle works or a joint works, we're not meant to tear a hamstring muscle. Like, the loading that can take. So there's something else underpinning that. So when we look at, are these athletes predisposed to injury? Do they move in a certain way where they have a ton of asymmetries? Like, we can fix this stuff. But again, we fix it through hyper-personalization. You know, we don't just warm up everybody up the same on the court. We don't treat everybody the same with their nutrition. We don't treat everybody the same with their recovery modalities. And I think that personalization, the teams that get that right, Robert, tend to reduce the incident of injuries.
So I'm going to ask one more question. Then we're going to go back to Scott on the business models. But so many people try to innovate in fitness and healthcare, and you are completely different because you're tying everything into DNA and everything, right? Explain exactly how you're doing that.
Yeah, I think the thing for us is, like, the DNA is, if you imagine a journey, the DNA is the start of the journey. If we understand your DNA, we understand your predispositions. We understand genetically how these things may be expressed. But it's just a roadmap. It's not the actual journey. Our environment has a huge part to play in that, whether or not that signaling pathway in the genetic makeup is expressed. So think about this. We have the DNA. That's almost like, why should I do this? Like, why should I do cardio as opposed to strength? Why should I look after? We can give people answers. It's the perennial question of why. What we then do is, what should I do? Everybody says, like, okay, why should I do it? What should I do? We can actually program based upon all of that DNA. But the coaching that we like, we intersperse, and this is world class. So how should I do it? You know, so why should I do it? What should I do? How do I do it? But more importantly, when should I do it? So we have our biometrics. So you can imagine, Alter, every single day when you wake up, we understand how you sleep. Was it restorative sleep? Is your physiology recovered enough to work out that day? Or do we need to modify? Or do we need to take a cardio workout or a strength and turn it into something we call a work-in at Alter? So a work-in is putting back into the pot and giving somebody the chance to recover. It's so, again, we're using all of this amazing data. So the DNA is a start point, Robert, but our system is based upon programming, coaching, biometrics, and hyper-personalization.
Okay, so now I'm going back to Scott, and thank you very much. We're seeing the insides of it, and then Scott, who is the rock star in business. And after, we're about to take a commercial break, but after that, we're going to find out really his whole philosophy of business and why this is alter something that will completely change healthcare. But here's a big one. About 600,000 people listening in here. Scott, what is the website that someone could go to if they want to learn about Alter? A-L-T-E-R.
AlterMe.com. A-L-T-E-R-M-E.com. And you can learn all about it.
That sounds great. When we come back, we're going to find out from Scott the secret of how do you build a company, bootstrap it, sell it for $1 billion, over a billion, in 2 years, and then we're going to find about the future of Alter and the business model. Back in a few.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Scott Cohen, who's the founder and CEO of Alter. This is the first model that is really democratizing healthcare. So I want to first go back, because before this, you built Byte, and that democratized dentistry. And within 2 years, you sold it for over $1 billion without debt or anything, totally bootstrapped. First, how did you do that? And then you're going to talk about how you're going to do that for Alter.
Robert, Byte was all about democratizing access to oral care for the masses. You know, at the time, it was available for $5,000 to $10,000 to straighten your teeth with invisible braces. And we looked at how can we take that to the masses so that for the cost of a cell phone, you can accomplish straightening your teeth, which ultimately reduces insecurity, builds confidence. And my co-founder, Blake Johnson, brought the idea, and we built out a team of experts in that space and really looked at focusing on what is the journey of that consumer, what matters most to them, and building product and experience around that. And that was our North Star. And so we don't focus on the billion-dollar unicorn outcome. I know the press does. We focus on the consumer experience. And so as we look forward and exited that to the largest dental products company in the world that took Byte global and is thriving, Blake and I picked up our head and looked at what can we do next to make a massive difference in consumers' lives. And that is in the area of health, wellness, and fitness, which we're both really passionate about. And we think similarly to Byte, you know, it's been access for the masses has been inaccessible for the most part due to cost. And what I mean by that is the elite athletes and the 0.01 percenters have had, you know, personal trainers, nutritionists, sleep coaches, mental wellness coaches, you know, all the concierge white glove service. And we looked at, can we bring that to the masses for the cost of a cell phone bill? Mm-hmm. No, not dissimilar to Byte in the oral care, but actually looking at a larger population that could take advantage of it with Alter. And Alter is the first system to really hyper-personalize your journey, your wellness and fitness journey. And we do that by bringing on the leading experts in the world that have worked with these elite athletes, you know, at Nike and Under Armour, Stanford Sleep Lab, National Academy of Sports Medicine, Olympics, et cetera. And so we looked at that, those domain experts, and said, how do we democratize that? And so that's what we're doing. We're bringing hyper-personalization for the cost of a cell phone bill to the masses.
You know, it sounds like this is something right on target you're going to do again. I remember when I interviewed the first time Jay Walker, and he has over 700 patents, more than almost anyone in the world. One of them is Priceline. And what he said, the key is with any innovation, I remember being in his living room there, and he was telling me, Robert, he said, the key is you have to do something that everyone needs. And you picked the same way with Byte. You picked with Alter, something everyone needs and everyone can do. So let's talk about the marketing of that. If you're going to democratize healthcare, health, you have to have massive outreach. What is your real business model for the marketing?
Well, look, at the end of the day, the science that is integrated into Alter is our superpower. You know, we've taken the guesswork out of working out to give a program that will work optimally for that consumer. And so when you do that, the marketing, the best form of marketing is referrals. is when we're, and that's why we are consumer obsessed. You know, we talk a lot about consumer obsessed from a business philosophy and business model. And, you know, we believe that the power of that enables us to build a solution and innovate to meet our consumers' needs. And so the marketing, the output of that is to meet them where they are. You know, they're on, whether they're on mobile, you know, all the digital places online, you know, all the reviews that are out there. And the beauty of being in 2024 is that the consumer can share their experience. The consumers can share what's working, what's not, et cetera. And so that's how we build the business. We're in it not for the sprint, but for the marathon. We want to build a sustainable business for the long term to make a difference in lives, not only domestically, but globally.
Let's talk specifically about that, your vision. If you, now, it only took you 2 years to build Byte to be a global leader. What is your vision? Let's say if you and I sit down, Scott, 2 years from now, what are you going to tell me?
What I'm going to tell you is the same thing I'm going to tell you today, that we are obsessed with the consumer, that we want to get the solution right for them, that we want to build maximum value so that if you have 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour in your day to focus on your health and wellness, we can make a difference in your life.
So when you talk consumer obsessed, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. It's a wonderful thing to say. And I know, like Jeff Bezos saying, yeah, we're consumer obsessed. What are the specific actions a CEO can take to become consumer obsessed?
When Blake and I start any business, including Alter, and the beauty of, I guess, getting older and having 20 plus years as entrepreneurs now is that, you know, we've seen the movie several times. And when we think about those attributes, it starts with measurement and data. And so it takes the emotion out of it. Really looking at the data of, you know, how are people using your product? What are consumers' goals and objectives? What is the individual consumer's why? How can we make a difference in their lives? How can we make a difference in the community? And then measuring that. You know, people talk about net promoter score. People talk about key performance indicators of business, our North Star. And you're right, Amazon, you know, and other CEOs, this isn't revolutionary, but what I think we do a pretty good job of is always having our North Star be consumer focused. And if we do that, we believe when we meet with you again in 2 years, we have our unit economics in order from a profitability and sustainability, because we bootstrap businesses, as you know, Robert. You know, we don't take the outside capital. You know, we look at building the businesses the right way to win the marathon, not the sprint. We're not looking at how fast we can get market share, but we are looking at how great can we be. We compare ourselves to Apple. We compare ourselves to the best companies in the world. And so that's how we think about it 2 years from now.
And there you have it. What a pleasure it is, Scott, having you on the CEO show again.
It's great to be with you.
And everyone, listen in. Forget about the unicorn. That's not your goal. That happens, but the only way that happens is when you become consumer obsessed. That's the secret to it. Measure everything. And if you want to find out more about this, Scott, tell me if this is right. Is it alterme.com?
Yes, that's
and
right.
That's the website you go to. Look out for Scott Cohn. Great having you on the show. Paul, a pleasure having you on the show as well.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Wheeler. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine this morning, Robert. Thanks. I'm glad to be on the show.
Glad to have you. Bob is the president and CEO
of a pretty beloved company that not everyone has experience with, but almost everyone's heard of, which is called Airstream. So let's first talk about what Airstream is. Founded 1931, right?
Yeah, we're, if we squint, we can see our 100-year anniversary coming up here. So they founded in 1931 on the West Coast. Airstream makes recreational vehicles, travel trailers and motorhomes. We're in the RV industry, recreational vehicle industry. Wholly owned subsidiary of Thor Industries, our parent company. They're traded on the big board under THO. But Airstream is a very unique product in the industry. Of course, we're known most famously for our iconic Silver Bullet travel trailers. That's the product that everyone knows and recognizes. And we've been making those since the 30s. But we also make a very high-quality motorhome, the kind you drive on the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter and Dodge Ram ProMaster chassis. So firmly in the RV industry, at the very high end of the price scale, though. We're the premium luxury version of every RV that is made widely in the industry. But an amazing company, more of a lifestyle and an aspirational product almost than a product in itself, but I'm very happy to be leading it.
So who is buying Airstreams these days? Who is buying RVs?
Yeah, the industry and Airstream were no exception. We've been through this amazing transformation over the past few years, the pandemic years, where we went from our traditional buyer, which tended to be an early retiree or a retiree looking at their next chapter in life, to the pandemic buyer, which was anyone and everyone that wanted to do something recreationally with their family in the outdoors. And now we're kind of getting back into that new normal. And we're still trying to figure out the answer to that question, Robert. We're seeing some of those old buyers come back in more traditional sense. But we also seem to have shifted our buyer much younger to people that are able to work from anywhere. That's a whole new dynamic that didn't exist before the pandemic, then, and even learn from anywhere. That dynamic is still much, much stronger than it was before the pandemic hit. And so we're kind of trying to figure out where we are in terms of our customer base moving forward.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. So you had to do a little bit of a pivot, probably. Like, everyone did a pivot in the pandemic, but yours became something that people are saying, oh, yeah, if I could live anywhere, what a great lifestyle. How much they usually cost, the Airstreams?
Oh, our average travel trailer, let's say they start about $50,000 and run up to about $250,000. The average motorhome starts at around $150,000, let's say, and runs up to about $300,000.
So now that everyone is virtual, assuming you could figure out where to get good Wi-Fi, you had to sort of change your model a little bit, because now I bet a lot of people are, well, you know, I could buy a home, could be a married couple, or we could go anywhere we want and do our work.
It's really been fascinating. And the fact that this work from home or work from anywhere philosophy has continued on since the pandemic has been a real boon for us. And we've shifted our marketing to point out to people that this is a great way to literally work from anywhere, to your point, if you've got good Wi-Fi. We've built models now that have desks, convertible desks, so that you can have an office space inside the travel trailer or the motorhome. And we're really trying to do everything we can to help facilitate this lifestyle of working from the road, having adventures mixed in with your work, the blending of this work-life mix almost seamlessly. It's been a great new dimension for our business and for our customers.
It could be almost like the next Jack Kerouac, you know, on the road, right?
Take it on the road.
So let's hear. We're going to, in a couple of minutes, and we're speaking with Bob Wheeler, who is the president and CEO of Airstream. You've been CEO since 2005, so we are going to talk about a lot on leadership, but let's stay with the product itself. What are some of the really cool things that people may not know about the product? Like you just mentioned, a desk, which I had no idea.
Yeah, our challenge as a company, we're 92 years old this year. How do we remain relevant for today's buyer, right? This is our constant challenge. It's very energizing and a little intimidating, but how do we keep the product relevant for today's buyer. A lot of it's technology, right? People want the same conveniences they have in their home. Wi-Fi is treated just like another utility. If people want water and electricity, they expect good Wi-Fi. So we're baking in high-gain cell antennas so you can get Wi-Fi almost anywhere, wireless routers, helping facilitate that work from anywhere experience. People are asking for more energy independence in their RVs so that they don't have to stay in campgrounds. They're able to camp off-grid or boondock, dry camping, as we say. So we're talking about solar power that allows them to extend their power, very high efficient use of water. We're looking at ways that allow you to regenerate water and stay off-grid more longer and have to rely less on the infrastructure. So we're trying to respond to what folks are telling us that their needs are as those needs evolve. And it's our constant challenge, but our constant opportunity.
So let's ask one more question before we shift into your leadership philosophy, which is CEOs. We have a CEO audience listening in. I'm going to guess about, say, 600,000. And a lot of them are entrepreneurs as well. So small company CEOs. What is the connection in your mind between Airstream and CEOs? Why should they want to listen to this specifically?
Well, I think we've got something pretty unique in the fact that this is a company that survived almost without interruption for 92 years. And that says something about how it's been run over the past decade. So we've got credibility, let's say, in the fact that we've managed to survive, you know, a world war and several other conflicts, economic upturns and downturns, fuel crises. Somehow we've managed to keep our feet in the ground and keep moving forward, even through tremendously challenging times. And I would say in the last 10 years, we've been going through a renaissance. So we've managed to figure out a way that we can become relevant to a new generation of buyers, keep the product fresh and moving forward, connect with people that might not have ever thought about the RV lifestyle before. So I guess I'd have to point to our success, for which I don't take credit. I've got an amazing team. Point to our success as an indicator that we've got our ear to the ground, we understand how not to get stale, and hopefully that's something that resonates with your audience.
Yeah. So how do you keep your ear to the ground? How do you hear from customers? How do you, as a leader, understand what's next? And you went through some serious times. Talk about the Great Recession you went through. You went through the pandemic. You went through the whole spectrum, the entire continuum.
Yeah, we did. In 08 and 09, our business imploded. We were down 50%. During the pandemic, we were up 100%. So we've seen both ends of that spectrum. But how do we keep our ear to the ground? So we operate out of Jackson Center, Ohio. It's a pretty isolated rural community, amazing place to do business. But we have to be very deliberate and conscious about bringing in outside voices. How do we understand the zeitgeist? What's leading the culture? What's changing that we need to be aware of and start to bake into our products and our services and communication? So we're very deliberate about inviting in outside voices in. And that's one of my personal passions and philosophies. Let's keep challenging the company with new thinking. We're all over artificial intelligence, Gen AI, and how that can enhance our offerings and our business processes, for example. But it was smart home technology when that first became more prevalent in people's homes. You're saying, how do we bake those kind of things into our?
I got to interrupt you. How do you? How do you take something like Gen AI that everyone's talking about, bring it into Airstream?
Yeah, so, I mean, ostensibly, the four areas you start in are HR, accounting, sales, and customer service. So we see the biggest opportunity in customer service. We provide a tremendous level of support to our buyers, both our dealers and our retail customers. So how can we automate those processes that they can get answers more quickly and more accurately without having to chase us down to a phone tree? That's just one example. Specific targeted marketing in your voice, a message that resonates with you specifically, rather than more mass marketing. The tools for AI are really already very effective in these areas. Data and analytics, taking massive amounts of data and giving you intelligent answers in a human voice without you having to dive deep into the data. These are all just kind of low-hanging fruit in this regard.
Hey, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Wheeler, who's the president and CEO of Airstream. And when we come back, we're going to ask him about a concept of leadership, vulnerability. He's been leader for almost two decades already, and you're going to hear how this concept of vulnerability transformed him, transformed the company, and we'll get even examples from him. Back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show. We're with Bob Wheeler, the CEO of Airstream. So first question is, anyone who wants to go, what is the website?
We are airstream.com. We keep it pretty simple.
Ah, could have guessed that. Well done. But now let's talk about this whole concept you and I have spoken about before, vulnerability. Talk about that and your philosophy on leadership with vulnerability.
Yeah, it's a great question. This is something I've really been digging into in the last several years to understand how to communicate, and I appreciate the opportunity to do this here. But vulnerability is a word that historically in the culture has been seen as weakness. It has a negative connotation. And when I first started becoming a leader, not just in this role, but in prior roles, I would think about leadership. True leaders are resolute. They're firm. They always have the answers. They're never wrong. They never show any kind of weakness. And what I came to realize, and partly this is a change in the culture, but what I came to realize is that what you're doing when you act in that way is you're creating a culture of people that come to you from answers, They don't like, or they're not trained to create answers on their own. It stifles creative thinking. It stifles being challenge the willingness to speak truth to power.
What's an example when you showed vulnerability and what happened? Did it work? Didn't it work?
One of the things that I've tried to make part of the culture here at Airstream is create this culture of trust that I'm telling people what is going on and telling them the truth. And that's not always been easy, and it's certainly not what I was trained to do when I was coming up as a young manager. And an example of this is I communicate very clearly to everyone in the organization when things are going well and when they're not, when we have challenges, whether it's safety issues, which we've seen a real challenge with over the last few years, whether it's the state of the business, demand versus what we're putting out. And we're going through a down cycle right now, with interest rates where they are. And I'm speaking very candidly to the workforce to say, look, I mean, the market needs less of what we're producing. And that means we have to reduce the workforce. And I hate that. It's the least favorite part of my job. And there's one school that says keep people in the dark until they show up on a Friday and they're out of work. And that's, I just can't run a company that way. Now, it creates an anxiety. There's a downside. But far, far away, people in the balance want to know what their future looks like if you can tell them. And they're grateful for the honesty. They might not always like what they're being told. But in the end, you're creating a culture where people trust you. You've got credibility. And that is the coin of the realm. It's been a painful lesson at times. It's not all upsides like most things in management, but so we're communicating very clearly about where we are as a business, what's coming, and giving people as much insight into their futures. I mean, you owe them this as we possibly can. So that's kind of a real world example of being vulnerable and sharing information, admitting we don't have all the answers, but all we can do in the meantime is communicate as clearly as we can what's happening.
Absolutely. And you've also said something which is a strong statement. Too many toxic CEOs are driven by ego. Talk about that. That's you're being vulnerable there, making such a strong statement.
You don't really you don't have to look far to understand where those CEOs, who those CEOs might be. And they tend to get an enormous amount of press. And I worry about young leaders. They look at some of the examples they have of multi-billionaires that have made their name, and they're in the press every day. Maybe not in always positive ways, but these people are powerful. They change politics. They change the economy. And I get concerned that as a young leader, if they aspire to that kind of management style, that kind of ego-driven, top-down, I have all the answers, my decisions are the right and best decisions, that that does not create a fertile ground for young leaders to develop a successful management style. And I'm trying to model in my small way another way to approach management. I think a way that's very effective, maybe not as intuitive, but certainly you don't see it celebrated in the press. You don't see it talked about. And I get concerned that we need some sort of counterbalance to this kind of top-down, ego-driven approach to management that seems to be talked about a lot, if not celebrated in the press.
Final question. When you talk about, you know, you're a little bit a private person, you're a cancer survivor as well, and you talk about vulnerability. What have you learned from that that has impacted your leadership style and philosophy, really?
Yeah, that whole experience, and I had Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 2014, I was diagnosed, and I'm healthy now. Just to answer that question. So at the time I was presented with this, you know, total kick in the gut diagnosis. And you think about family, but also you had to think about the leadership of the company. And how do you approach this with your team? And my approach was to go and I kind of laid it all out. I laid my soul bare. I said, this is what I'm up against. Here's what it's going to look like for the next 6 to 12 months. And I need you guys. I need you guys to step up. I need you to act, you know, think a level up from where you are. You know, I'll be around, but you have to kind of act as though I'm not. And to a person, they responded with compassion, with commitment, with total understanding of the situation. Nobody backed away. Everyone was all in, and that was so gratifying, and I'm so grateful. And that was a great lesson to me in how being vulnerable, willing to admit your personal challenges with a team that trusts and cares for you. It allowed us to get through that whole thing with hardly a ripple. In fact, some might argue they did better without me around so much, and I'm okay saying that.
But there you have it, everyone. I want to thank you, Bob. This was really a practical PhD in leadership.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to share this message, and I hope it resonates with some of your audience.
So here are some things to think about as all of you CEOs consider. Number one, vulnerability. Number two, engagement. Number three, tell the truth. And number four, you may want to go to Airstream.com because if you want to be off the grid and have the next level of life, and I knew Tony Hsieh really, really well, who was the CEO of Zappos.
Yeah.
He loved living in a camper, and he said it just promoted everyone's thinking at a higher level. So the number four is go to Airstream.com because that may become the ultimate game changer for your life and for the life of your executive team as well. See you next week.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.